This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 30th of January, 1958. The title of this lecture is Test for Clears, Question and Answer Period. This tape is 26 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins abruptly as did the original master recording.
Yes?
I can mock up anything and have it not be interfered by anything with respect to myself. But until just a few days ago, if I tried to get it with respect to the body, it was completely intolerable. Now, I have since understood now that getting it near the body or even located with respect to it doesn't have to be near or far, that I discovered that the body universe is something in itself, and tolerating masses in that universe is different from tolerating them from me. I can mock up anything.
What's he talking about? What is he talking about?
Tolerance and mass. You mock up around himself.
That's what I'm
going to know. There's no step around
I think you've got proximities going here. I think you were doing mock-ups in a favorite piece of space someplace.
Yeah.
And the second she cracked out of that sector, you got in trouble.
Yes, but I can still get them there and think clearly with them.
Well, fine. That's why we have them put before the body, behind the body, above the body, below the body, right and left of the body.
This is very excellent.
And it ruins you, I bet.
Yes.
All right. Now you see, people have been asking me, why do you do that? Why do you do that? We've got a wonderful example. You can do it eventually.
Yeah, I know.
You must have had a favorite zone. You probably had some little piece of the home universe you were still nursing.
Yeah, well, I find this very valuable for mocking up.
I don't know that it's valuable. I think it's for the birds in validation.
Well,
hasn't your auditor told you that?
No, I told him.
And then your auditor sat there and said yes, yes, and was very agreeable.
No, well, I quit doing it because it didn't follow the command. And I find it very beneficial to follow a command.
God, it is good in auditing.
this is
a common thing. You're not a leopard with green spots.
No, I didn't think
very
so.
Very common.
My question is this. Let me get it straight. That I find that it is useful for purposes of thinking that I have used. I can mock these up so far from me in some special sector of space somewhere.
Sure.
Where other people, apparently unable to do this,
all right,
can do it.
And all right.
I couldn't think as
clearly. All right.
But on the other hand, I would make a wreck out of my body because I was no happiness for the body because I couldn't tolerate a mass near the body or within something like several light years or something.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. Well, does your auditor tell you how far in front of the body you should mock it up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
No, he's very good about it.
Has your auditor given you an idea of a gradient approach to that?
Well, it's coming along fine.
Yeah, it's coming along fine.
And he does very well, and I'm doing it, and it kills me, but...
What are you doing, using physical universe space to mock them up in around the body?
I was at first. They were totally clogged together.
I bet that was a pip.
It was.
I bet that was a killer.
Yes.
You put a mock-up out without owning or taking responsibility for any of the space you put it in, you'll have a picnic every time.
Murder.
Does that answer any part of your question? That clarify it?
Well,
I haven't answered anything yet.
No, this is my point. It seems to me like there's three tolerances of a mass. One is with respect to the guy, and one is located with respect to the body, which would be this... body space.
Four tolerances.
And one with respect to the physical universe, which is...
Four.
Well, I got three so far. Anyway.
Four mass tolerances.
That's real to me.
Thetan, mind, body, physical universe.
I don't get the one with regard. It seems to me if it's so far from himself, that would be a picture of the mind.
You know, in comic strips, where they have these electric light bulbs that appear above people, and they get the idea. I just got one just now.
Yeah.
I see what this is all about. We're just going to let you find that one out. Yeah, there's something there to find out for you. Yes?
Is this business of playing games with these mock-ups? Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, you set them out there, and after a while, you feel darn certain you set them out there and keep them going away and so forth. But the auditor asked you that question. Well, last week...
What did the auditor ask you?
Well, just if you're keeping them going away.
That's yeah, all right.
All right. Anyhow, I knew that they weren't going away, and I felt I was doing, so I found some energy masses hailing going out. Well, I don't know, half mile, three-quarters of a mile, something like that. So I started sticking them in there. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a good certainty that I was making those things from not going away, holding still, and I got a resistance to make them solid, and it was a lot of fun. I found afterwards they dropped off the bottom of the E-meter, but I still had a lot of fun.
I'm sure. I'm sure. That's all right. I'm not even going to comment on that.
Okay. That's the answer.
You mock up an object that is null. The object has been mocked up and is null.
Right.
Then I move it in close proximity to the body, and it discharges like a match.
Well, what do you think would happen?
Well, there's a discharge.
What are you reading?
In the body, but
what are you reading? What's the E-meter read?
Body resistance.
Ah.
The density of the body.
Yeah, and... don't you suppose that a mock-up can alter that?
A mock-up there makes a difference to it as opposed to being there.
Well?
I don't quite understand.
You don't?
No.
Did you ever run match terminals?
Yes.
Did you ever see the discharge between these terminals?
Yes.
Well, don't you suppose there's some little discharge between the mock-up and the body or something of this sort
yes,
going on?
Yes, I realize that, but I don't see what polarity a mock-up has in relation to a body that would make a discharge.
You're going to have to find this out, too. I'm not being very informative today, am I?
That's a general one. In regard to auditing on the outside, pre-clears who come to you, we have this procedure worked out now. It's sort of a whole hog deal. You start out and you work toward clear, and the end goal is clear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, suppose the guy just comes for a week and that's all he has, all the vacation he has or something.
I'm so glad you are asking this question.
And you get him maybe three quarters of the way or...
You were so right in asking me this question.
Is there a liability to this?
This is a nice question and one that I intended to cover in a lecture and so forth. And so far I hadn't put my finger on it. And we hadn't had it. And I'll give you the dope right now. This is the subject of a considerable amount of research. Whether or not you should run your clear procedure whole hog, straight out, against a PC that came in to get his hangnails cleared up. See? Or a PC that just came in. Whether or not that you should run this. We can do so many things. We have so many processes. Now, we drop back, by the way, to SCS and connectedness suddenly and abruptly from CCHs for one reason only. CCH belongs below the point where we are getting most of our PCs. It's way downstairs. Furthermore, run on a person in fairly good shape, it gives a variable result. Say the auditor feels good one day and CCH works, and he doesn't feel good the next day and it doesn't work. Got it? So we drop back with a thud, back to one we knew worked. Whether or not the auditor was doped off or what he was doing, he could still get a good gain, results, and positive control by dropping back to this one for which we had actually hundreds of case histories done in the HGC, and we found out everybody found it was very successful and everybody could use it. So here was a case of compromising with the reality that other people could use this. All right, that was one burning question that got answered in this thing. We laid aside better processes, mind you, in order to pick up a constancy of gain. All right. Now, it's with a sigh that we have to do the same thing if we are really auditing a pre-clear to get the best gain. Because if we are really going flat out to produce the highest possible gain in the number of hours we have to process him, we will use intensive procedure and, unfortunately, just forego the pleasures of tremendous numbers of processes that were lots of fun to run. Because test after test has demonstrated this horrible fact, that a pre-clear run only a third of a way to clear on this intensive procedure as you were doing it, makes a higher profile gain, makes a higher IQ gain, and gets more psychosomatic change than one run on any other process we know about, except a fluky process called rising scale, which actually belongs above the point. Now, the auditor can change the pre-clear's postulates in rising scale, and so alter him all over the place, even though the pre-clear can't postulate. And we can do all sorts of weird things with rising scale processes. We have neglected them. We got interested in mass phenomena and so on. But rising scale is run on the buttons of the chart of attitudes. Are really a wild one. Sometimes we don't do anything with it. Sometimes we shoot the moon with it. It's always one to keep in mind. Rising scale is something an auditor can tailor make. He can say, get the idea you're sick. Can you do that? And the fellow says, yes. You get the idea you're well. Did you do that? No, the fellow says, I could only get the idea I was not quite so sick. And you gradually work him up to the idea where he can tolerate the postulate. And you're doing postulate erasures. And you can actually change a case around without changing his case level with rising scale. So this then becomes highly admissible as a process for patch-ups, assists, or anything else, but doesn't become admissible on an intensive if you're really going to do most for the pre-clear. Therefore, time after time after time now, I have practically beaten an auditor who knew very well that something else was the best thing to run into running control of the pre-clear, graduated at once into mock-ups, keep it from going away, hold it still, make it more solid. Even though the pre-clear was just having an awfulest time, a foggy field, flubbing, unable to do it, failures, having to be coached carefully, guys that were way down below the bottom rung, and we still made more profile gain and more IQ gain, and it doesn't much matter whether we finish it up or not. There's some kind of a halfway point. I don't know where the point is exactly. But after he passes this point, he will continue to get clearer and clearer and clearer, and may, even after 6 or 8 months, get clear when you only ran him for about 25 hours on this intensive procedure that you're using, which is quite remarkable. You get him up to a certain level then.
This lecture is continued on side 2 of this cassette.
Now, I'm very glad you asked that question, because you don't have to clear him to get there. You're not clearing him anyhow. Clearing is a by stop on the road toward OT. And you know you have to process toward OT to get him to clear. You didn't even go toward clear. We have a whole series of processes that process directly at clear that don't get there. In other words, you, in this case, have to go to San Francisco to get to Omaha. See? He never runs into the arrival idea. You're maybe having a little difficulty in this unit right here at this time with one or two cases who are trying to arrive at clear. Well, just have them skip it entirely. Get it out of the road and have them try to arrive at OT. That's a very interesting question you asked there. Thank you.
Thank you. If you're running a pre-clear on mock-up processes, do you think it would be advisable to find, if the preclear is doing the process very easily, you know, can get good mock-ups and everything, do you think it would be advisable to find something that gives them a bit of difficulty so that both you and the preclear can work together?
No. No. The gain you are looking for is an improvement in his ability to handle what he can handle. And any attempt to go into significant activities has now been pretty well damped out and proven. By the way, this is quite new. This is only in the last 10 days that a definite decision has been made in this.
I didn't mean significances. I mean, it's above a certain...
You said difficulties.
Yes.
And the way you get difficulties is significances.
All right, check.
Got it. Yes?
The question of reading novels. You've asked the preclear to mock something up, take it and away. The needle starts to slow, or is, continues to slowly swing up.
Correct.
He then says, yes, the needle at that point may or may not jump off after he said yes. But you say to him, did you keep from going away? He says yes, and the needle kicks, rapidly comes back. You say thank you, and the needle kicks, back. In other words, apart from the fact
that... I'd certainly research this preclear like mad.
Yeah, well now...
You know why I would? You're picking this up out of the lie phenomena I mentioned in the lecture, aren't you?
That's right, but we've already hit this confusion. Do you call that a null, or don't you?
No, that is not a null, definitely.
How long do you persist on clearing the field until you go out to the other?
You can persist too long, that's for sure.
You keep beating the thing and beating the thing.
You can certainly go too far.
Much,
yes. You can certainly go too far. I'm trying to work out a better one for this. You got the only difficulties anybody's having was with fields and so on. And the better one that I've in testing conditionally, not necessarily a better one, is to clear it up to a point where you can get mock-ups and actually see them and recognize them and handle them. You see, just clear it up that far. And then do this, handle them, you know, and keep them from going away and hold them still, make them more solid and so forth for a while. And then maybe crack at the field again. See? And then go into clearing the field some more. And that's the one that's being tested at this moment. That's the best answer I can give you. But, yes, madam.
I have a field behind the body where I keep pictures hidden from myself.
All right.
Now, is it going to be quicker to clear up this field or simply run creative processing to get to a tee?
Run what?
Creative processing. Just, you know, mock it up.
It'll clean up. You see, both things clean up a field. Mocking up a chunk of field and pushing it into the body is actually no real difference from mocking up something and keeping it from going away.
Yeah.
It's just another method of keeping it from going away, don't you see?
Yeah, well, then you think it'd be a shorter route, something to run the mock up and keep it from going away that wouldn't be messing around the field.
You can see it in front, can't you?
Certainly.
Above,
yeah.
Below, the right and left, and you just can't see it in back.
I can see it in back. I just got a field back there.
Oh, so what? One of these fine days, why, you will mock up a woman or something or other, and it's just null all the way around, and all of a sudden the sky will cave in. That I can tell you for sure. Because all that field is doing is restraining a visibility on some type of mock-up. It'll cave in eventually, whether you do anything about it or not. Sure. The monitoring factor here is what's the shortest route? And I haven't found really what is the shortest route, but any route we've approached so far has been successful. And on very discouraging, on several tests that were made, we got answers in favor of clearing the field and answers in favor of simply keeping mock-ups from going away. See? Wow. Yes?
Where would you classify viewpoint considerations, straight water, and the gradient scale of processes?
Well, it's pretty low. It'll run on processes way down stairs, but here the auditor has a tremendous influence upon the bank. It really doesn't return to the preclear as much determinism as it should, but it is giving him a familiarity.
Classify low.
Yeah, low.
In creative processing, we
do the six sides from the body? Why do we neglect the space of the body?
Well, now, just a moment. Who told you from the body?
In front of.
Yeah, in front of the body. Go on. You do six sides in front of the body.
To the right side of the body.
Right.
To the left, back, up, and down.
Right.
From the body.
What's your question?
This leaves a space between those various areas. I'm kind of curious about getting in there and doing some work.
Me too.
From my body, I mock up to the front, to the rear.
That's what you said, from your body.
Right.
Why?
Because that's the space in front of my body.
Yeah, but why are you doing it from your body?
No, that's where I'm putting them.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it from any particular location.
Yeah.
But my question is that after we're working in a space...
Right.
...which encloses this body...
Yeah.
...why do we neglect that space? Why don't we put mock-ups in there, too?
Why don't we go in there?
Yeah, but how far in front of that body?
Right at it, the surface of it.
Well, you don't have to. You can put it 8 miles out there
right.
if you want to.
I can go on out for quite a distance.
As far as the neglecting of the space is concerned, you will find out that space is created with a familiarity. A guy gradually takes over the space and begins to create it. And so far, an overt attempt to get spatial about the body, or actually construct space or handle space so that we can do something with the space, have all met with retardations. That is a longer route. We found out it happens anyway. All right, you say, now why don't we just jump in and handle the space so he doesn't have space trouble and then sail on from there? Well, now it's been attempted, and it's only the research tests that were made on this that tell us. There isn't any other reason why, there is no real reason why we can't do this, don't you see? Beyond this fact, and that is that tests made on it showed it to be a longer and more abstruse route. Yes.
My point is that if the command should be changed to in front of the center point of that body, then you would be using all of the space available, because it's a no-dimension point in the center, you'd be doing mock-ups in all directions from a point rather than from a body.
No. Might have some virtue, but...
I know some mock-ups do infringe on the body's space.
Oh, but for sure.
But,
of course, that's what you're trying to do.
Right.
You do infringe on the body's space. Until you can do so with complete aplomb. Of course, every Thetan is invading the privacy of a body. And his difficulty with interpersonal relations is because he will not invade the privacy of other bodies. So obviously we have him unwilling to do much about the body space, unwilling to do much about other body spaces. And it comes about in a field of familiarity. It's a gradient scale of familiarity that he runs into. As you put up a mock-up, you of course have some space. Is that answered in any way?
Yeah.
All right. Yes?
I was trying to put my mock-ups in agreed upon time, and I wonder if you're running into that with PCs. I'd end up the agreed upon time would be a compulsory exteriorization or something. In other words, I was trying to have the mock up here now with my eyes shut. So why aren't the walls there? I'd say, well,
nobody asked you to do that.
Nobody asked you to, I know.
That's right.
That's, I probably went
Her auditor had better notice this.
Well, I must have decided that in some old auditing session.
Yeah. Well, it's just something more. We had a PC that was showing no gain, and all of a sudden went boom on one of these fields.
I'm not sure what I said was true.
Yeah, no, let me tell you this story. And this is HGC last week. All of a sudden, big field, you know, but PC was picking up null objects. And all of a sudden, this whole field went crash, thud, boom. He was picking up items in a room in France in the 16th century, carefully picking up item after item in that room. And of course, as he kept these from going away, he eventually built it up to a point where he kept the whole room from going away, and the whole field blew thud. You see that? So if a person concentrated on putting them all in present time, you might have a tendency not to blow the existing field. See that? That could be a slowdown simply by an arbitrary interposition of a new idea.
Last year I was doing the Denenau salads and I was able to get very brilliant 3D pictures.
Right.
Now I have a black field, but I just have a feeling that I know there are facsimiles there sort of sneaking up on me, but I'm still working on clearing the black field. I have a feeling that I can get markups.
But nobody's asked you to?
No.
Well,
it
probably needs that to be done at the moment, and the only sin that could be done is not to ask you sooner or later, sooner preferably, if you can get a mock-up.
Well, I have very little certainty about it now, whether I can get a mock-up.
You'll find out that many times a bank is very bright and then turns black and then goes gray and odd things happen. A person who has brilliant mock-ups can very easily and suddenly find himself with a totally black field. And the process that turned it black, if run a little bit further, turns it on bright again. And you probably have hit some sort of an interim thing. Well, that's all the time we have anything for. Does that answer your question anyway? All right. Thank you very much.